Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available on Google Podcast.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Thursday, the 27th day of July, 2023. Siward of Northumbria invades Scotland and defeats Macbeth in the year 1054. Siward ruled the northern portion of modern-day England and was believed to be of Scandinavian descent. Macbeth's lineage is debatable, but highly connected to the rulers of Scotland at the time. His full name would have been Macbeth MacFinlay. It may have meant one of the elect or implied he was a religious or righteous person. Of course, today we pronounce an anglicized version. In his day, the language of Alba, as it was known, was medieval Gaelic. If you have heard of Macbeth, it might be through the Shakespeare play. The bard gave the story the typical Hollywood treatment. It's not historically accurate. The simple reason for the American Revolution is that Parliament did not treat the colonies as full British citizens. In 1663, 110 years before things got heated, Parliament passes a bill called the Second Navigation Act. It required that all goods bound for the American colonies be shipped on English ships and from English ports. This was especially difficult in that a lot of goods did not originate in England, especially Dutch goods from the Far East. Meanwhile, back in Scotland, King James II of England and 7th of Scotland, there were a lot of King Jameses, and the count varies depending on which throne you mean. This James is the last Catholic English monarch. While he had favor with the Protestant Church, he held a firm belief in the divine right of kings to rule. Essentially, God put me here, so pay attention. It was believed his daughter and Protestant would become queen. But in 1689, he had a son. This opened the possibility of a Catholic dynasty on the throne. Then to complicate matters, James had suspended parliaments in both Scotland and England and ruled by personal decree. The final blow was the prosecution of 7 bishops from the Church of England. The population rose up and gave the king the heave in favor of his daughter. But the matter was complicated. Her husband was of Dutch lineage, and the Dutch had a dog in the fight also. On this day, forces who supported King James engaged loyal forces in the Battle of Killiecrankie in the eastern highlands of Scotland. It's a win for the supporters known as Jacobites, but short-lived. There will be 2 more Jacobite uprisings in the next 46 years, which attempted to put the Stuart line back on the throne of Scotland. The Second Continental Congress authorized a hospital for an army of 20,000 men. The year is 1775. The first federal department is formed in 1789, known then as the Department of Foreign Affairs. Today, it's the Department of State. The Secretary of State is often considered the highest appointed official and 4th in the presidential line of succession. Race riots break out in Chicago in 1919. At the time, Chicago had generally good race relations and most public venues were desegregated, at least officially. Today, we might categorize this as a white versus black, but that was a gross oversimplification. The Irish population had suffered a great deal of persecution on all fronts. They tended to fiercely protect their neighborhoods. Then there was an influx of Southern blacks, then a third group of other immigrants. A group of black youths may have drifted into a white area of the beach, which led to a rock-throwing incident, and we were off and running. The 5 days of violence may have been exacerbated by political differences between the mayor's office and the governor. It's learned in 1921 that the hormone insulin regulates blood sugar. Insulin works to move blood sugar into the cells for energy production and into the liver for storage. 1940, Bugs Bunny makes his debut in a cartoon called A Wild Hare. The backgrounds are superb. The plot is typical, as are the jokes. What is interesting is how Bugs has evolved in appearance over the years. You can watch it in 3 parts on YouTube. Just search for it. Hostilities come to an end in the Korean War in 1953. The U.S., China, and North Korea sign it, but South Korea does not. It only pledges to follow the terms. Officially, the war goes on, as this was only a truce and not a peace agreement. Okay, baseball fans, have you heard of the Continental League? It was announced on this day in 1959. The biggest issue was the exodus of two New York City teams to the West Coast, the Giants to San Francisco and the Dodgers to Los Angeles. New York interests were trying to entice other teams to move to the Big Apple with no luck. They proposed to form a new league in cities without a Major League Baseball team. The two rival leagues were not happy, and to block the move, they offered expansion teams to Houston, which was on the list of the Continental League. Then the infighting begins. The National League offered an expansion slot to the owners of the Continental League's New York City team, creating the New York Mets. With a franchise, the owners lost interest in the new league concept, and it was officially abandoned in August of 1960 without ever playing a game. For his efforts to bring a team back to New York City, William Shea had the stadium named after him. The House Judiciary Committee votes 27-11 to advance the impeachment charge of obstruction of justice against President Nixon in 1974. 42 years after hostilities ended, the Korean War Memorial is dedicated on this day in Washington, D.C. That's History and Comment for the 27th of July. I'm Doug Tyrrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.